We're up to is a story of Shimon ben Shetach. Shimon ben Shetach was the Av Beis Din. He's a fascinating person. Shimon ben Shetach was at one point the only one of the Chachamim left after his brother-in-law Yanai murdered all of the Chachamim. He's a very unusual person, and he had to take very big decisions during his time. Witchcraft was actually very common in Israel, and at one point he had to lead a major campaign in the city of Ashkelon against witches. And he became a paradigm of somebody who was willing to use extraordinary measures to abolish this practice, something called Makin Ve'onshin Shelo Min Adin, that even though, generally speaking, the Sanhedrin can only handle one capital case at a time, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells a fascinating story. Rashi goes into it in great depth of how he was able to root out all of the witches in Ashkelon on a single day with the help of 80 young men. A story for a different time. In Pirkei Avos, he says the following, very much within the judicial setting. He says, Chachamim, hizharu b'divreichem, that we should always be careful in terms of the words that we use in general, but also in the context of a court case, because in the context of a court case, Shimon ben Shetach notes, Hevi mar belach koras ha'edim, as you're examining the witnesses very thoroughly, you have to really be careful what you say, Shema mitocham yomedu l'shaker, because it could very well be that from listening to your words carefully, if you slip and use the wrong word or ask a leading question, then what's going to happen is that people who are looking to get a certain result will start to manipulate their testimony because they think that's the direction that you're headed. So it's a very tall order because you know, we all have subconscious biases of one form or another. So he was very much ahead of his time in that regard, saying be extra careful in terms of the words that you speak as a judge, because all of a sudden the various litigants are going to start to pick up, oh, does he have a leaning in this direction? Does he have a leaning in that direction? Shema mitocham yilmedu l'shaker. So one has to be very careful. Of course, the theme of being careful in terms of the words that we use, in terms of the words that we choose, in terms of the words that we choose not to say, these are, of course, some of the most important decisions we make every single day. And I grew up with the expression, and a falser expression has never been uttered, that sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. So that is not true. That is definitely not true. And the truth of the matter is, it's probably just the opposite, that physical wounds actually heal much faster than emotional wounds, very often just caused by words. People remember these things their entire lives. It could be like intergenerational trauma. When people are so wounded by something, it can, you know, really impact the way that they live their lives and their families. It sounds like an exaggeration, but actually life experience teaches you that it's really not. So he's harav b'divreichem, that we need to always be careful about our words. And that's something that's relevant well beyond the immediate confines of a court. Rabbi Hanani ben Akasha,